We open with prayer. Lord, send your Holy Spirit to bless us and make our hearts always thirsty for your word. Amen. Are you thirsty? Right now, are you thirsty? Does this water look really good? Have you ever been in a situation where you just feel like you're dying of thirst? That your mouth is just dry? Your tongue feels like sandpaper? You're getting lightheaded? You feel like you can't go on without just another drop of water? Well, maybe you've never experienced it to that extent, but we all know what it's like to be thirsty. Water's a basic need. Our bodies are about 60% water. An average person can go 3 weeks without food, but only 3 days without water. And since it's such a basic necessity, that's no wonder that God uses it as an example for us of how necessary His word is as well. Jesus was traveling up from Jerusalem to Galilee, and he and his disciples were walking through a very dry region, and they came upon a well. And being thirsty, he stopped to get some water. A Samaritan woman came up to draw that water, and he asked her for a drink. Now, just a common everyday interaction, but Jesus used that common everyday thing as a lesson. We read in John chapter 4, beginning with verse 10. If you knew the gift of God and who it was that is saying to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him, that is me, and he would have said, and he would have given you living water. Sir, she said, you don't even have a bucket, and the well is deep. So where do you get this living water? You are not greater than our father Jacob, are you? He gave us this well and drank from it himself, as did his sons and animals. Jesus answered her, everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I give him will never be thirsty again. Rather, the water I give will become in him a spring of water, bubbling up to eternal life. Like this woman, we tend to get focused on our physical needs. The world around us, what's going on right here and now. We tend to get focused on what we're going to wear, what we're going to eat, the things we have to do for school, friends, sports, homework. There are so many, many things that cause us to be distracted. But Jesus taught this woman and us a greater lesson. Yes, we need water for our body, but what's more important is the nourishment for our soul, that living water. And that's what we're talking about here, this living water, the nourishment for our souls that comes from our Savior. Like regular water is available everywhere. Every building has a drinking fountain. You can just go get water anywhere you want. Most people, I've noticed, carry around a water bottle with them all day long. And yet, this nourishment, we can take it for granted. Here at Emmanuel as well, we're given nourishment from the Word of God each and every day. And it can cause us to take that for granted as well. But an even worse thing is sometimes we don't even know when we're in need of water. We don't know when we're getting dehydrated. A recent study estimates that 75% of Americans, that's 3 out of every 4 people, are chronically dehydrated. Most people just don't know that they need to be drinking more water. A number of years ago, I was helping with a youth conference located out in Como, Colorado, which is at a little over 10,000 feet of elevation. That's almost 2 miles high. Now, something that happens when you're at that high of elevation for a long time is your body expels moisture at a much faster rate than usual. And you need to drink a lot more water than usual. The first several days, we had a constant stream of students coming up to us and complaining of headaches, dizziness, lightheadedness. And our first response was always, give them a bottle of water. They didn't realize how dehydrated they were. They needed more water than they were used to. Same way, our souls don't always know what we need. We don't always feel our load of sin. We don't always feel guilt over every sin that we do. We become callous to it. And the knowledge of sin in our hearts and our conscience isn't perfect. Paul said in Romans 7:7, I would not have recognized sin except through the law. For example, I would not have known about coveting if the law had not said, you shall not covet. That's why that law of God is so important, because it makes us thirsty. It makes us realize how spiritually dehydrated we are and how much we need the living water that our Savior gives. It shows us all those times that we've fallen short of God's law, all our impure thoughts, the mean things we say, or even think in our heads. The times that we put our own wants and desires ahead of our neighbors, the many, many times we're just plain selfish. That's why just a few chapters later in John 7, Jesus again is talking about water when he says, if anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. The Word of God makes us realize we are dehydrated and we are that thirsty. And then the gospel comes in. And Jesus offers that living water that gives us that life through him. Through the forgiveness of sins that he accomplished on the cross. Now this weekend, it's going to get hot again. The last forecast I saw said it's going to get over 100 on Sunday. So be sure to drink plenty of water, stay hydrated. But let that also be a reminder to us of our spiritual thirst, our spiritual dehydration, and our need for that living water that our Savior gives. Stay hydrated with that living water for life eternal. Amen. We'll sing of this in the words of hymn 686, verse 1.